أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأصبح في المدينة خائفا يترقب، فإذا الذي استنصره بالأمس يستصرخه، قال له موسى إنك لغوي مبين. فلما أن أراد أن يبطش بالذي هو عدو لهما قال يا موسى أتريد أن تقتلني كما قتلت نفسا بالأمس، إن تريد إلا أن تكون جبارا في الأرض وما تريد أن تكون من المصلحين. That's why in Surah Al-Qasas we discuss the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in his infancy, and then the incident where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam struck a blow at a Qibti, a person from the tribe of Fir'aun, and that person had passed on, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeking the forgiveness of Allah. In this ayah number 18, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the condition of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam the next morning. فَأَصْبَحَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبْ. As Musa alayhi salatu wasalam got up the next morning in the city, fearing, and يَتَرَقَّبْ, looking around him, being on his total guard, what is going to be the outcome. He understood and realized that if this had to go to Fir'aun, obviously Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is going to be apprehended and there are going to be consequences for this. Now whilst Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was in the state of fear, in a state of concern, فَإِذَا الَّذِي اسْتَنْصَرَهُ بِالْأَمْسِ يَسْتَسْرِخُ, then that person who had sought help from Musa alayhi salatu wasalam the previous day began to call out and began to cry out to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam for assistance and for help once again. قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّكَ لَغَوِيٌّ مُبِينٌ. Obviously a person that is involved in two broils, two fights on 2 days, certainly that person also has to have some form of weakness. That person has to be someone that is always picking out on others. And hence Musa alayhi salatu wasalam addresses him and he says to him that certainly you are in manifest error, you are a troublemaker in simple terms. فَلَمَّا أَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَبْطِشَ بِالَّذِي هُوَ عَدُوٌّ لَهُمَا. Then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went forth, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam tried to lay his hands on the enemy of both of them. In other words, again it was a Coptic and this Israeli person that was embroiled in some dispute or some argument or some fight. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam tried to lay his hand upon him, and when he did so, قَالَ يَا مُوسَىٰ أَتُرِيدُ أَن تَقْتُلَنِي كَمَا قَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا بِالْأَمْسِ. So he said, and most of the commentators say, that this was the words of that Israeli person that said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He was a person that seemed to have not been able to hold his mouth, and he said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, because Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, إِنَّكَ لَغَوِيٌّ مُبِينٌ, that do you desire to kill me like how you killed someone else yesterday? So this he says to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in front of a Coptic, and obviously what is going to be the outcome of this, according to some of the commentators, that Coptic then left the scene and went straight to Fir'aun and complained and reported Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that he is the killer of the person that was killed yesterday. But continuing what the Israeli said to Musa alayhi salam, إِن تُرِيدُ إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ جَبَّارًا فِي الْأَرْضِ, you have no other desire but you become an arrogant person on the land. وَمَا تُرِيدُ أَن تَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِحِينَ, and you do not have any intention of becoming a peacemaker, a reformer, a person that does good and reconcile between people. So this created some problems for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, because now the message is gone. Fir'aun had heard about a person that worked for him has been killed. There were some speculations perhaps, but now that becomes confirmed to Fir'aun. And obviously now about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the warrant of arrest is given, and obviously the decree of killing Musa alayhi salatu wasalam will also be given, and hence Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is in this dilemma. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَقَصَى الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْعَى. A man comes from the furthest part of the city running towards Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. This person seemed to have been around when he heard the decree of Fir'aun, and he heard the warrant of arrest has been issued now for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So hence he comes running towards Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. قَالَ يَا مُوسَى إِنَّ الْمَلَأَ يَأْتَمِرُونَ بِكَ. He addresses Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, O Musa, certainly the courtiers are in council, they are deliberating your matter, the matter regarding yourself. And what is the deliberations around? لِيَقْتُلُوكَ. The deliberation is to have you killed, to have you slain. فَخْرُجْ إِنِّي لَكَ مِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. And then the person does not only tell Musa alayhi salatu wasalam or deliver the message, but he also advises Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, leave the city. Certainly I am your well-wisher, I am a person that is sincere to you, and this is my advice that you should leave Cairo and Egypt and you should go to some other place. فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبُ. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam takes the advice of the person and he leaves again in a state of fear, watching and looking around, being on total guard. قَالَ رَبِّ نَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam teaches us a lesson here, that when he leaves, he turns his heart towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and makes a dua that were few in words, as we can see from the previous du'as also. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's du'as were very short, very brief, and we'll find that this was the du'as of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and the du'a is Rabbi najjini min al-qawmi al-zalimin. O my Lord, O my Rabb, O my Sustainer, emancipate me from the community and the people who are unjust and who are transgressive. And in this way, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam leaves Egypt, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes towards Madian. And this is that part also that refers to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam consoling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that on the hijrat he reads these ayat are revealed to him, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this manner consoles our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he also had to leave Makkah Mukarramah because there was also a warrant on the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There was also that decree that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should be assassinated and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should be killed. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's command had come that he leaves Makkah Mukarramah and he goes towards Medina Munawwara. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.